Good morning, and welcome to the Cyber Smart Morning News Update. With the always evolving world of cyber threats and defense, you need a source you can trust. FBI retired Special Agent Darren Mott guides you through today's intricate cyber landscape and brings you the latest headlines and insights and what it means to you. Let's dive into today's cyber news.
Hello, friends. It is Friday, September 15th, 2023. Thanks so much for taking the time to download and listen and subscribe to the Cyber Smart Morning News Update. I'm your host, retired FBI Supervisory Special Agent Darren Mott. In this episode, this is Friday. So Friday, we do a deep dive into a single topic. I'm actually going to do one quick topic and then a lengthier topic on something that's kind of near and dear to my heart based on what's happened this week. So first quick thing, the MGM casino intrusion continues on, and I'm happy to say I predicted much of this in that they've said that yes, it was ransomware and that it's likely that they stole customer data. Caesars got hit as well. Customer data stole their ransomware there. So it's just interesting to point out that, and in this case, I think I mentioned it yesterday, that this was a group that used social engineering to very quickly get in and do a whole lot of bad stuff. So all that to be said, if it can happen to a large organization that should have enough cybersecurity in place, it can happen to anyone. So just be aware that those threats are out there. All right, the focus of this week's Friday news focus is phone scams. So I have been getting just honestly pounded all week, and it's my own fault, with a variety of different crazy phone scams. And usually it's Medicare Part A and B. And the way this works out, and the reason I'm bringing this up is simply because it's happening a lot, and chances are you have a loved one that is likely, possibly, being compromised by this. So I've actually found an article from Hella Health, hellahealth.com. It says, Medicare unwanted and fake phone calls. How to identify and stop them? And I bring this up simply because of the vast number I'm getting. I'm sure other people are getting them. So reading from this article, many Medicare-eligible people report getting a high number of Medicare calls. Unfortunately, many of the calls are scams designed to encourage people to give up critical personal information, while the rest are Medicare sales calls from seasonal agents trying to sell specific plans. So knowing what to do about unwanted Medicare calls, well, that's just giving some other stuff. So you're probably wondering, why would I be getting them? Well, there's some legitimate reasons, but honestly, Medicare does not make phone calls. So keep in mind that Medicare will not usually call you directly unless you call them first and ask for a callback. So if you get a call from a claims to be offering you Medicare Part A and Part B, they're claiming it's being like an insurance sales thing, and they may ultimately get you through to some weird insurance company. So I just want to give an example of what I've been experiencing, partially, and it's my own fault, honestly, because I end up engaging with these folks. But so you'll get a call, and one of two things will happen. Actually, the person on the line will start talking to you, and they'll have a distinct, it sounds like an Indian accent. I mean, I don't have to pick on people from the country of India, but that's kind of what it sounds like to me. And they'll say, I'm such and such, and we're calling you about Medicare Part A and B. I believe you have that right, yes or no. And then how old are you to make your own medical decision? They go through a host of different questions, and then it goes to another person who allegedly will get a little bit of more information, and then they claim to provide you information with a verified insurer. I got actually to the point where they got me to the insurance company. It was a company that claimed to be called 1945 Insurance Group. And I went on LinkedIn and actually named and shamed them in an email about this. I mean, a LinkedIn post about this. And needless to say, I didn't get any responses to that from the 1945 Insurance Group. But, I ultimately get to the point where I'll probably say something rude or basically say, I know it's a scam, and they start hanging off of me. So that's one of the big ones coming through is the Medicare Part A and Part B. So if you have a senior relative or friend in your life that's over 65, just make them aware they're going to get these calls that claim to be offering them help with their Medicare Part A and B. And they say they'll give you $148 a month extra. It's all crap. Tell them not to believe it. Got a couple other interesting weird ones that are about, one was, hey, you were in an accident a year ago. I'm calling about that. There was another one did I get a roofing one? I don't think so. But the big one has been, honestly, the Medicare Part A and Part B. So I say all this and dive into this simply because you can very easily stop this by adding your number to the National Do Not Call Registry. One of the things these guys do to get around this so they can keep calling you later is once you get to like the second person, they say, okay, I'm going to get you in touch with an insurance agent in your area. But you have to read, but in order to do that, you have to basically authorize us to call you back in case we get disconnected, even whether or not you're on the National Do Not Call Registry. So my guess is that's why I keep getting the calls, because I've said that once just to get to the next phase. And so it gets me off the Do Not Call Registry. So I put my number back on the Do Not Call Registry to see if that lowers it down. But the other way you may hear it, just so they know, is that you get an automated voice that sounds real, but it's clearly, once you hear it many times, you know it's automated. And the weird thing they're doing, and it's not weird, it's just the way they do it, is they will, so let's say I have a phone that is from the 704 area code, which is in North Carolina. All right. So I get phone calls from the 704 area code, and I know they're all scams because AT&T fortunately has a app that I put on that tells me if it's a scam or not. But I sometimes still answer just to play along. But they robocall the area code of the phone number of which you have an area code. So the idea being you'll think it's someone you know and you'll pick up and start the conversation. So, you know, if you are like a lot of people and have moved from the original area code on which you got your phone, then just be wary of any unknown phone call from that area code, because likely it is a spam call. There's no way to stop it. They're doing this from overseas. FTC is not going to stop it unless they can make a coordinated effort with someone in the U.S. who's backing this. Because the weird thing was, when I got through to the 1945 insurance company, the girl I was talking to said that the first people were actually their marketers, which I'm pretty sure is not true either. But it was weird because I just asked her, how did it all work? And she hung up on me, which indicates it's some kind of scam. So just be aware of that. Let your senior friends know. That was kind of what I wanted to talk to you today. I've been going over my 10-minute mark all week, so I figured this one I would stay under because it's a Friday. You want to get into the weekend. So that is the deep dive for this Friday on the Cyber Smart Morning News Update. Not a whole lot of news other than that, but so probably this will not go down as the top podcast I've ever done in my life, but it is what it is. Traveling this weekend, so wish me luck as I travel the friendly skies of multiple airlines that hopefully will get me to where I'm going and ultimately get me back so I can be ready for the Monday news update, because we know that over the weekend, cyber news will not quit. Again, thank you so much for listening and subscribing and downloading. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your family. Know that knowledge is protection. If we can understand the threats targeting us, we can assess our risks, proceed wisely. Thanks again for listening. Have a great weekend. We will talk again on Monday.
Cyber Smart Morning News is written and produced by Cyber Guy Productions. Feel free to email thoughts, comments, or suggestions to Darren@thecyberguy.com or follow Darren on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/in/DarrettMott. Thanks for listening.